SBS Radio.
In this bulletin, Indigenous media working tirelessly to keep the mob informed in language about the COVID-19 crisis. Tighter restrictions for Australia to curb the spread of COVID-19 in the country. And Virgin Australia stands down 80% of its workforce. First Nations media across the country have been working overtime to get the message out to their communities, with many areas already in lockdown and non-essential access restricted. Messages in language conveyed by First Nations media are keeping mob updated on the latest health warnings and relevant government decisions. Indigenous job seekers are no longer at risk of losing their welfare payments if they choose not to attend mandatory group activities. Beginning today, work for the dole and other required activities will be suspended to limit travel between communities and support social distancing measures. Financial penalties and existing suspensions for job seeker compliance will also be on hold for the time being. On Monday, the Torres Strait Island Shire Council announced a complete ban on all non-essential travel to and from the islands in efforts to delay the spread of coronavirus to the region. The move has Torres Strait Islands residents concerned they will be unable to stick to the new lockdown rules when children return from boarding school because their homes are already massively overcrowded. According to the new rules, all boarding school students must also go into immediate self-isolation for 14 days, and this is on advice from Queensland Health. And they must find an alternative location for self-isolation if elderly family members or persons with health conditions reside in the home. But members of the community said the directive would be impossible for some, especially some families, to achieve as most houses in the region were already overcrowded. Australians face tighter restrictions on everyday life, including strict rules around weddings and funerals, as the country tries to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The new measures come as the number of coronavirus cases in Australia surged past 2,000. Weddings will be limited to a total of 5 people, the couple, the celebrant, and 2 witnesses, while a maximum of 10 people will be allowed to attend a funeral. An expanded list of businesses that will be forced to close from midnight today include beauty and nail salons. Real estate auctions and open for inspections are banned, and food courts and shopping centres will only be allowed to serve takeaway food. And the government has now put a ban on overseas travel except for aid workers or on compassionate grounds. Prime Minister Scott Morrison says the National Cabinet believes schools should remain open for now.
And they can provide distance learning for those parents that wish their children to remain at home. But importantly, for those parents who have jobs, who need to send their children to school for their learning because they can't stay at home with them because they need to be at work. These are nurses, they're doctors, they're people who are working at Centrelink, people doing very important jobs.
Chief Medical Officer Brendan Murphy says people must comply with social distancing and all the restrictions, otherwise the country might be forced to introduce even tighter rules.
If Australians all do the right thing with these measures and do exactly what the Prime Minister has said and behave completely differently and practice distancing at every point, that will achieve the outcomes that we want. And we haven't even seen yet what the early implementation of our measures will be. But make no mistake that if there is widespread community transmission, we may have to introduce some harder measures.
The federal opposition says there must be stronger messaging to reduce the spread of COVID-19. The government has begun a text message campaign that mentions hand washing and social distancing, telling people who are sick to stay at home. But the SMS message doesn't reinforce the plea from the Prime Minister for everyone to stay home as much as they can. Labor's health spokesperson Chris Bowen says the federal government messaging must be clearer and stronger.
We are currently doubling the number of coronavirus victims every 3 days. If we keep on that trajectory, our health system will be under enormous pressure soon. The government must be clearer and stronger.
Virgin Australia has told the Stock Exchange 90% of its domestic flights will be cut and 8,000 of its 10,000 employees stood down. The airline had already cut all international flights and reduced domestic capacity by 50% ahead of this latest announcement. The remaining 10% capacity will be used for transportation of essential services, freight and logistics. All Tiger Air services are being suspended immediately. And the Tokyo Olympics has been postponed until 2021. Japan's Prime Minister Shinzo Abe says he contacted the International Olympic Committee and recommended delaying the event following mounting pressure from athletes and sports federations.
Canada had already announced it would not be sending competitors if the Games took place. We have agreed with the IOC that we will stay in close contact to make sure that the Olympic and Paralympic Games will be able to take place eventually. Then we can send a message that humanity has overcome coronavirus.
Back home, New South Wales has more than 1,000 confirmed cases of COVID-19, with 211 new cases in the past 24 hours. The state has a total of 1,029 cases, with 500 of those acquired overseas. Two children under the age of 10 have the virus, and in both cases, it was acquired from close contact with adults. Premier Gladys Berejiklian says it's critical people self-isolate when required to do so.
And that's why it's important at this stage to make sure people who are asked to self-isolate or people who should be self-isolating do so, because at this critical phase, whilst the majority of the cases acquired are from overseas travel or directly linked to people who've been overseas, that tells us to an extent that we are maintaining some control over the virus.
And there are calls for the federal government to rescue more than 200 Australians stranded on a cruise ship bound for Italy. The Costa Victoria is due to dock in Venice this weekend. One case of coronavirus has been discovered and passengers are confined to their rooms. Simone Jacks and her husband Brett are amongst the Australians on board. Ms. Jacks says there are many sick people on the ship.
We're okay at the moment, but there are a lot of elderly people on this cruise, most of them over 70. And there
Travelling alone,
some of them. And some of these passengers are really quite ill.
The Department of Foreign Affairs and Trade says it's monitoring the situation. Queensland will have extra police patrols as it prepares to shut its borders at midnight tonight. At least 397 people have tested positive in Queensland, and there were 78 new cases of coronavirus confirmed yesterday. Health Minister Stephen Miles says the growing number of cases in the southern states means the border closure has to occur.
While at the moment we can't avoid the cases returning to Queensland from overseas, we can at least limit a future wave of cases coming from other states, potentially around the Easter school break.
And Victoria's Premier Daniel Andrews is warning tougher restrictions will be put in place to reduce the spread of coronavirus. The state has 466 cases of COVID-19, up 55 from yesterday. Mr. Andrews says people should stay at home as much as they can.
If you can stay home, you must stay home. No dinner party, no shopping trip is worth a life. And if we don't follow those rules, if we don't use common sense, if we don't fundamentally change the way we live, we will not slow the spread of this virus. We will not flatten the curve. Our hospital system will be overwhelmed and Victorians will die.
And Tasmania's Premier Peter Godwin says tight restrictions in his state to control the spread of coronavirus will hopefully avoid him having to order a shutdown. So far, the state has avoided any cases of community transmission. Mr. Godwin says the virus has already put thousands of people out of work and he wants to reduce any further economic damage.
Tens of thousands of Tasmanians have already lost their jobs. Thousands of businesses have closed, and the next step will mean if we take it that tens of thousands more Tasmanians will lose their job and more businesses will close. I don't want that to happen. I'm certain that Tasmanians don't want that to happen either. But that is the abyss that we are staring into. We are standing on the ledge right now. You know, we need to take the steps that we can.
And overseas, President Donald Trump says he wants the United States reopened for business by Easter Sunday. That's Sunday, April 12. Large parts of the U.S. are shut down because of COVID-19, and the World Health Organization is warning the country could actually become the next epicenter of the outbreak. But Donald Trump has told Fox News he can't see why the country couldn't reopen by April 12. And immigration officers in Mozambique have found the bodies of 64 people in a shipping container on the back of a truck that had crossed into the country from neighboring Malawi. It's believed the dead are from Ethiopia and had suffocated. 14 people were found alive. Police have detained 2 people, including the truck's driver. And now having a look at the weather around the country, Broome, mostly sunny day, top of 33, Perth, partly cloudy, 35, Adelaide, sunny, 22, Melbourne, cloudy, 18, Hobart, possible late shower and a top of 19, Albury-Wodonga, sunny day, 21, Canberra, shower or 2, 23, Wollongong, showers, 20, Sydney, similar conditions, 23, Newcastle, much the same, 22, Brisbane, partly cloudy, 27, Townsville, mostly cloudy, and 27 degrees. Cairns, a shower or 2, 31. Alice Springs, a sunny day ahead on top of 26. Darwin, showers and a possible storm on the top of 32. And the Torres Strait Islands, a rainy day on the top of 27. And that is NITV Radio News.
Want to hear more stories like this? Listen on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts from.